Hello, and welcome to the SEEP audio tour. This will be split into 5 separate parts. SEEP is short for Stormwater Ecological Enhancement Project. It was created in 1998 by recontouring the existing stormwater basin. The goal of SEEP is to develop a stormwater retention basin that improves wildlife habitat, enhances water quality, and provides an area for research and education. As you move along the boardwalk, you'll begin to notice a transition, also known as an ecotone, between the upland ecosystem hugging the trail and the wetland ecosystem a bit further right. The wetland ecosystem exists because frequent flooding and soil saturation reduces oxygen levels in the soil and alters the overall soil chemistry. Wetland plants have a special adaptation that enables them to pass oxygen out into their roots so they can survive in these soil oxygen conditions while upland plants cannot. As you walk, look for other changes in vegetation. Many of the plant variations are due to differences in depth, duration, and flow of water in the area. Stopping at the kiosk on your left, you can begin to see the retention pond, which lies at the heart of the SEEP project. Stormwater runoff collected from roofs, sidewalks, and pavement nearby is channeled to the SEEP basin through underground pipes. Anything that can be picked up by or dissolve in water will be carried here. Most of the sediment in front of you and on the right came from the parking lot up the hill. Many stormwater culverts do not empty into retention basins such as this one, but instead discharge directly into bodies of water. For this reason, it is important to keep trash and other potential pollutants away from storm drains, because it is much easier to reduce pollution at its source than to try to remove it later. Please continue to part 2.